In Love and War, written by Lily Baxter, read by Penelope Freeman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Sutton Darcy, Dorset, August 1914. The sound of marching feet had brought the whole village out onto the main street to see the newly formed Pals Battalion go off to war. Elsie Mead had been on her way home to Tan Cottage, having just left Colonel Mason's house on the edge of the village, where she'd been dressing Mrs. Mason's hair. Cora Mason was many years younger than her husband, and considered herself to be a leader of fashion, even though she had to make do with the minimum of servants to manage her household. Without the benefit of a personal maid, she often called upon Elsie to put her hair up in the elaborate pompadour style made famous by the Gibson girls at the end of Queen Victoria's reign, and Elsie had not the heart to tell Cora that this was no longer the height of fashion. Today of all days, Cora said she wanted to stand at the Colonel's side and make him proud, and Elsie had done her best to execute the complicated coiffure while listening politely to Cora's incessant chatter. She had answered in monosyllables and nods of her head where appropriate, but her thoughts were with the young men who were leaving home to fight for their country. She'd known all of them since they attended the village school together, and now they were going off to face the horrors of war. She stopped to wave to the Dodd brothers, Luke, Frank and Jim, whose father was a fisherman and would now have to find another crew. Mickey Fowler winked at her and tipped his cap, and his brother Joe blew her a kiss. She couldn't help thinking that the game birds on the Winter family's estate